This is music for the human race. Julian Taylor's Jukebox rolls on.
Maybe I was born to be an outlaw. Lord knows I've never been a saint. Loyalty is gonna be my downfall. Right or wrong, I'ma take it to the grave. I'm a real desperado. Real desperado. Woman on my side when I shoot my dice. I keep a gun under pillows when I sleep at night. Sunrise, one hour, live by the same code as I die. In the devil's den, my name is sanctified. Maybe I was born to be an outlaw. Lord knows I've never been a saint. Loyalty is gonna be my downfall. Right or wrong, I'ma take it to the grave. I'm a real desperado. Real desperado. Even the warmth of a woman couldn't save my soul. Still seeing demons in my dreams when I wake up cold. Sunrise, one hour, live by the same code as I die. For the love of the gang and the game, I gave my life. Maybe I was born to be an outlaw. Lord knows I've never been a saint. Loyalty is gonna be my downfall. Right or wrong, I'ma take it to the grave. I'm a real desperado.
There's a groovy soul funk track from Kenny Sharp, Outlaw, the acoustic version, and that came out just last month. Also on the show, here is something from a great soul singer who we have never played either of these artists, but they're sort of similar in their vein. From Austin, Texas, this is Quentin Moore with Ride With You, featuring Vandell Andrew. Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly on many of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations all over Turtle Island.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
That is Remedy, one of the biggest hits that the band ever had after Robbie Robertson had left the band. It was a song written by Colin Linden, who I actually ran into at Mariposa, and he had to dart pretty quickly because he did a set with Blackie and the Rota King. He was invited to perform at guess whose birthday party? Ringo Starr's 85th birthday party. Crazy, right? Lovely vocals by Levon on that track that came out in 1993. And now something from Green Tea Peng. This is brand new music. It's called Stone Throws, and it's from this London-based R&B neo-soul artist that I think you're going to really dig. Here it is on the jukebox.
Jukebox.
Feel my soul. No control, no control. Drink
That's a good friend of mine who I met a long, long, long time ago. Digga Woof with The Apocalypse, 2125 AD, from Yukon, Whitehorse. I used to hang out with him at the Dorokio Open Stage, which is now the Noonan's Riverboat Monday Open Stage. If you're ever in Toronto, go check it out. Starts at 7 o'clock, and you'd love the music there, and the people there are great, and so is the fine staff and the libations, if you will. Blackfire before that, a song called No Control. And that was released in 2001. A really awesome punk rock style and socially conscious artist, Blackfire. I'm your host, Julian Taylor. This is The Jukebox. I've got one more song to play from another very socially conscious act. In fact, they've decided to stop touring because of the imprint that touring is leaving on the environment. But before I get to that, I just want to thank my team, everybody who listens to the show, the sponsors that help us out and get this show running, and all the station partners who have partnered up with us in order to get it heard across Turtle Island. My name's Julian Taylor. Here's your last track. This is a cover song. It's from Massive Attack, who I mentioned is a wonderful band, but who have basically decided to leave touring alone because of the carbon imprint that it creates. But this is one of their classic covers. Be thankful for what you've got. Here it is on The Jukebox. Until next week, ciao bananas. And remember, it's nice to be nice.
My name is Jamie Hill. I'm the Design and Communications Manager at Embark Sustainability. I think my favorite thing about Embark is that you do not have to be the climate know-it-all. You don't have to know everything about the issues that are going on. You really just need the passion to get started. So depending on what you're interested in, you might have a unique skill or interest that you don't think is applicable to climate at all, and it turns out you are the people that we need to be part of the community. So I'd really encourage anybody who has even an inkling of interest in climate or food justice to get on board. Embark Sustainability Society is an independent, student-centered nonprofit working across SFU campuses. Embark focuses on climate and food justice in their programs and initiatives. Some of their ongoing work includes their food rescue program, learning gardens, and sustainability career nights. Discover your role in building a sustainable future based on your unique skills and interests. Learn more at EmbarkSustainability.org and follow along on Instagram at EmbarkSustain.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM broadcasting from Burnaby.